Jason, I just got to ask. I mean, what were you hoping with Prescott and Elliott, and how far have they exceeded expectations through the first five?
Well, obviously, we really like those guys coming out of school. You know, we drafted Zeke with the fourth pick of the draft, and you know, what he had done in college was well documented, and we felt really good about, you know, his ability and how he could help contribute to our team. You know, with Dak, you know, one of the objectives that we had going into last year's draft was to try to find a quarterback who we felt like had a chance to be the next quarterback of the Cowboys after Tony Romo. And we certainly felt good about, you know, what Dak had done in his career at Mississippi State. He was a pivotal figure in those guys turning the program around down there. And, you know, we got great reports about what kind of guy he is, his work ethic, and all of that. But you and I both know you don't know what you have until you get him here and get him in the building. But right from day one, you know, with each of those guys, you could tell they love football. They approach it the right way. And there's no question they certainly contributed a great deal to our football team so far this season.
Once upon a time, you were a rookie quarterback, too. What's enabled him to have such success?
Well, he's a very mature guy. His preparation is outstanding. He does everything he can to get himself ready for any opportunity that he has. And we saw that right from the start in his first rookie minicamp. And he's carried that approach all the way through. You know, I think Scott Linehan, as our offensive coordinator, has done an outstanding job. I think guys have played well around him. You know, the offensive line has played well, the receivers, the tight ends, and certainly our running game has been awfully good up to this point. But he's done an excellent job going in, playing and play out, and doing his job and leading our football team. He's got great poise and composure, and he handles virtually every situation we put him in very well.
Mike mentioned that, you know, there's one thing about playing rookie quarterbacks, you know, whether he can handle it, but he thinks it is as important as if the rest of the team can handle playing with the rookie quarterback. Do you kind of agree with that in any way?
Yeah, there's no question. As we all know, football is the greatest team sport of all time, and it's such a collaborative effort in anything that you do. And just as we were talking a minute ago, you know, it all fits together, the running game, the passing game, the line play, you know, how they set things up for the skill guys, how the skill guys, you know, make the line better, offense and defense working together, and certainly special teams has a role too. And it all fits together, and a big part of the whole thing is everybody trusting each other and believing in each other and focus on doing their job and knowing the guy next to them is going to do his job. So when you have a young quarterback like that, a big part of it is everybody believing in him and him doing things necessary to earn that trust and that belief. And so it all works together, absolutely.
Jason, how surprising is it to look at Aaron Rodgers' numbers and see that he's at the bottom of the league in completion percentage?
Well, it's certainly different for him because he's been at the top of the league in every category since his first start many years ago. So he's obviously one of the elite players in the game and, you know, to me, a Hall of Fame quarterback. So we watch the tape. We don't really look at the numbers as much as other people, and he's just an outstanding player. They have so many weapons on offense, and they do such a good job putting those guys in position to have success. So we fully recognize the challenge that he and the Packers offense presents.
What does the tape show you on him then?
Well, he still makes a ton of plays from what we can tell. You know, he can make plays from the pocket. He makes plays out in space. And, you know, at different times they've kind of shot themselves in the foot like every offense that's ever been assembled has. And sometimes those situations are hard to overcome. But, you know, they're doing what they need to do to win games. And, you know, they attack you a lot of different ways. And, boy, they threaten you a lot of different ways as well. So we're certainly mindful of that. And we're working hard to get ourselves ready to play as good a game as we can play on Sunday.
Jason, what have you seen about how the effectiveness of the Packers' run defense has been this so far?
They've been off the charts. They're number one in the National Football League. And, you know, what's impressive to us is that, you know, they have their base defense out there. They're really good against the run. They have their nickel defense out there. They're really good against the run. Whatever personnel group another team puts out there, they do a really good job stopping the run. You know, they're very sound. They're very disciplined. They have a lot of good players. They run well. They tackle well. It's no surprise they're playing as well as they are against the run.
Jason, you guys have invested a lot of draft capital in your offensive line, and I was wondering how much of that has just been the guys that have fallen to you, and how much of it of it is, do you remember having a conversation with Jerry early on that this is where you needed to build your team from, starting with?
Oh, yeah, there's no question about that. That was the vision that we had for our team right from the start, is that we had to get stronger on the offensive line. We had gone through a period of transition where we had a lot of good players on the offensive line, but they were getting older at the same time. So we had to invest some resources into building our offensive line, and no better resources than the draft. And the first guy we drafted was our left tackle, Tyron Smith, out of USC in 2011, and he's been a cornerstone player for us. You know, Doug Free was already in place as a tackle for us, and then we subsequently added Travis Frederick and Zach Martin a couple, 3 years later, and then, you know, Ron Leary, LC Collins, these guys have been added as well. So, you know, I've never been around a team, a successful team, that wasn't good on the offensive and defensive lines. So you have to build your team there, and we felt like it was worth it to do that, and it was very intentional to do that.
Veteran players sometimes talk about having to make changes to their approach or even sometimes what they do technique-wise in order to succeed when age starts to catch up with them a little bit. So in what ways have you seen Jason Witten adapt in order to still have success, you know, for as long as he has?
Well, first of all, he's amazing physically. You know, we test in the off season with our strength and conditioning program, and you know, his scores in all the testing that we do is as good or better than it's been throughout his career. So he does an amazing job keeping his body right, does a lot of stuff here in our facility, away from our facility, to make sure he's physically ready to play. But I also agree with your point that, you know, players, as they get older, they find different ways to keep themselves kind of ahead of the curve, if you will. And he's done a great job of that. He's a really, really smart player. He's a really instinctive player. He's got a great feel for the technique that he wants to use. He's a great understanding of defenses and how they want to stop him. So both as a blocker and as a receiver, he's really on the cutting edge of allowing himself to play at the highest level. And that, coupled with his desire to keep his body right with all the extra work he does, has allowed him to be a Pro Bowl player 14 years into it.
Jason, with drafting Zeke fourth overall, sort of broke the mold in terms of where running backs have been taken in the draft in recent years. Do you think what he's done and his impact coming in might start to change that draft trend back the other way?
Well, it's hard to tell. The biggest thing we wanted to do is evaluate all the players as objectively as we could. And when you're picking really throughout the draft, but certainly in the first round and high in the first round, you want to make sure that you're not thinking too much about need. Yeah, you're thinking about who the best players are. And we really felt like he was as good a player as there was in the draft. We felt like he'd come in and contribute to our team and not only help our offense and our running game, but help our defense. And, you know, putting him behind the offensive line and being able to be a physical downhill running team, that opens things up for the other skilled guys on offense. It makes the quarterback's life better. It creates matchups for the other offensive players. But, again, it can have a pervasive impact throughout your team, not only for your defense but for your special teams as well. And that's worked out well for us so far this year.
Jason, I don't know if you've seen this yet, but do you see or expect that teams will just try to load up and stop your run and try to make Dak beat them? You know, is that something you've seen yet, or do you anticipate that at some point?
Yeah, we certainly have seen that, and you know, that's not unique to us. I mean, teams that are committed to running the football, you really see that week in and week out in the NFL. There's a commitment to stop the run on the other side, and you know, whether it's the fronts they use or the number of guys they allocate to the box, depending on what personnel groups you have in there, you know, that's something that we have seen, we'll continue to see, and that's why it's critical to be balanced and be able to attack defenses a lot of different ways. And you know, if they're playing coverage a lot, your ability to run the football. If they're playing to defend the run, your ability to throw the ball. Now, you know, we both know that you have to be able to run the ball against run defenses and throw the ball against pass defenses. But if you can attack different ways, you certainly are able to dictate to the defense maybe a little bit more. And that's something that we always strive to be able to do.
I know you've had to live without him for a time or two, but just how indispensable and valuable is Sean Lee to your defense?
Sean's a great football player, and a little bit like we were talking about with Witten, you know, he's one of those guys that just does everything he can, you know, to get himself ready to play his best football, both physically, mentally, and emotionally. And he's a great leader for our team. The guys respond really well to him, and he just makes a lot of plays. He's, you know, if line one for a linebacker is to be around the ball and make hits on the ball, you know, that's what he does. And he's very instinctive. He's got great work ethic and really prepares the right way. And you couple that with his instincts to play the position, you know, that's going to get him to the ball. And that's what he's done throughout his career. He's certainly off to a good start this year.
What have you seen from the Packers running game, Jason?
I think they're good. You know, 27 is a hard guy to tackle. 44 is hard to tackle. You know, they're very sound, fundamentally up front. They do a good job playing well together. And they create a lot of good running lanes for those runners. And those runners are difficult to bring down. They're athletic. They're quick. They're fast, explosive, and they're strong. So it's easy to see why they've had the success they had.
What are you guys doing so well on defense? If you just look at the individual stats, you know, like rushing and all that kind of stuff, you're not all that great, but I think you're eighth in points, which is what matters.
Well, absolutely, and that's really what we strive to do. And, you know, every week in the NFL, it's a challenge to stop the run. It's a challenge to stop teams from making big plays. It's a challenge in situational football, whether it's third down to the red zone or at the end of the ball game. So, you know, you strive to be great in those areas. And like you said, the most important area is keeping the points down. And, you know, the better you are in situational football, your ability to get off the field on third down and somehow, some way, keeping them out of the end zone once they get down in the red zone, you know, hopefully that will do that. At different times this year, we've done a very good job of that. Other times when we haven't done a good job with, you know, maybe preventing big plays, we've responded well in those situations to keep them out of the end zone. So certainly have to keep that up going forward.
How did Prescott react when when Dez went down, and how do you feel he's handled that whole thing with losing a top weapon like that?
Yeah, you know, Dak has really handled everything so well, and that situation was no different. You know, he's all about, you know, doing what he's supposed to do and reading things out and throwing it to the right guy. He recognizes, and we all recognize, how good a player Dez Bryant is. But, you know, whenever they've played together, it's never been a situation where he's forcing the ball to Dez. He's reading out, and if Dez should get the ball, he throws it to him. So, you know, when Dez got hurt, you know, one of the things that he continued to try to do was that same thing, is just to, you know, believe in the guys that are around him and try to throw it to the right guy and give everybody an opportunity to make the plays when it's their turn. And I thought he's handled it really, really well. And, you know, hopefully Dez will be back, you know, sometime soon, and he'll continue to play that same way.
Your time of possession is really good. I'm curious, is that a goal of yours, or is that just a byproduct of the way you play?
Well, it's not necessarily a goal. One of the things we like to do, and we really strive to do, is to execute. And my experience has been, for the most part, if you execute and you're able to drive the football, you know, typically you win the time of possession. And, you know, when you're a balanced offense and you strive to be that, you know, running the ball, throwing the ball, you know, typically you have the ball a lot throughout the game. And one of the best things we've done up to this point is third downs. And, you know, we try to stay in manageable third down situations like everybody does around the league. We've done a good job converting those, and that's allowed us to keep the ball as well.
What's been the key for Claiborne? I don't think he was all that great to start his career, but he stepped up, obviously, for you guys.
You know, the biggest thing with him is that he dealt with a lot of injuries throughout the early part of his career. And, you know, at different times, really in each of the first 3 or 4 years of his career, he had injuries that kept him off the practice field and kept him out of games. And, you know, he did a great job fighting through all that and working really hard at his rehab so he could come back. But I think as much as anything else, the last year or so, he's been healthy. And he's done a good job in the off-season program getting himself ready to play. I think he feels good about what his role is in this defense, both as a man cover guy and as his own cover guy. And he works very hard at it each and every day, and he's been able to stay healthy and stay on the practice field and playing games week in and week out, and that certainly helped him.